Saints change defensively from that week three game? What do you see?
Well, they continue to get better all around. You know, I think the biggest improvement is in their run. You know, I think we played them early in the year as the third game, and, you know, I think the Raiders had a big game on them rushing that first game, and we did in the third game. But, you know, you take away those first three games we looked at, I think they're third in the league in rushing if you take those first three games out. So that's a drastic improvement, real tough to go against. Mixing a lot of coverages. I know they've had a lot of injuries throughout the year, but I feel like they've settled down a little bit more with injuries in the past month or so. So they've gotten used to playing with some of the same guys, and they're on the same page. I know they've gone through a lot of injuries, but they're playing together better, and it's shown a lot. You see it all over the tape.
How do things change up with the Crawley guy going down? I think he went down yesterday.
Not much. I mean, they got a bunch of DBs out there, and they've gone through a ton all year. He's a player who's done good for him this year, especially as a rookie. You know, I don't know who they'll replace him with, but it doesn't change our game plan.
Showed a remarkable tight end there. I mean, how does that help you when you're putting together the plan to think, whatever I want to do with the tight ends, I got some enough guys?
It's huge. You know, I was glad that we kept them out here that we did, because, you know, we had a number of good ones. And, you know, to go in with four and still put one on practice squad, it's, you never know if you're going to need them because of injuries and stuff. And when you lose tight ends, it does limit a lot of what you can do schematically, some of the personnel groupings and things like that. And just having the number of guys that we had and all capable NFL players, they're all different and do different things, but it gives you a chance to do a lot of different stuff. You can be in one back, you can be in two back, you can be in a bunch of different sets.
I did a story on Alex Mack. I'm curious, when you went to Cleveland in 2014, you'd already been to the Pro Bowl twice and had a reputation, former first-round draft pick, you know, elite player. What's stuck out to you about him early on when you first saw him?
I'm just getting to know the person is what you kind of see makes, in my opinion, takes him to the next level. I mean, anyone who studied Mack in college or in his first few years in the NFL knew he was a good player, a real good player. But getting to know the guy, you realize how smart he is, how important football is to him. The guy works every game. Just watching how he was in Cleveland and stuff, it didn't matter whether we were winning or losing. The guy acted like every single moment, every single practice, every single game was for the Super Bowl. And he takes a lot of pride in it. The game's important to him. He doesn't want to let anyone down. And he's a leader out there by example. And guys really gravitate to him. And I think he calms everybody down because of how on it he is.
Well, that was one thing Matt said yesterday, is he's as calm as anybody he's been around. And that presence, you know, on game day, coming out of the huddle and what that means to everybody. How much is he kind of, when calling protections and whatnot, is he taking off the quarterback's play?
A ton. I mean, it takes a ton off everybody's. He's thinking about that stuff all the time. So, and when you got a smart guy who works at it hard and who's in there, it gives you a lot of confidence as a coach, as a quarterback, like, hey, maybe I don't have to worry about this so much. I can think about some other stuff that could maybe help us some more. And when you can kind of simplify your thoughts as either a play caller in my standpoint or a quarterback in Matt's, it makes things easier. When you got to think about everything, you know, some protection things, snap counts, all the other stuff in the game, it waters you down a little bit. And with having Mac out there, it's, you don't worry about stuff. If we need to change the cadence up, he's going to let us know. If we need to change some protections up, he's usually going to let us know. So it's another eyes out there. You don't have to look at everything.
Well, he's one of the rare guys that have come in here over the years and comes in for a free agent visit and doesn't leave the building.
Yeah.
First day of free agency. So were you tickled, delighted when you guys made that sign?
Yeah, I was. You know, it's you know, to get a guy in there that you know is a good player and you know the type of person he is. Sometimes you got to do a lot to get that guy. But if you're getting a good player who's that type of a person, to me it's usually a slam dunk, and they're only going to help you. And it's been the case so far, and we're very happy to have him.
Kyle, the last time you guys played them, you know, Julio only had one catch and everything. And I know it's what their defense does, dictates things and everything. Mm-hmm. What are you anticipating going into this game with him?
I don't know. I never go into a game anticipating he's only going to have one catch. You know, we go into most games thinking we're going to try to get him the record every week throwing him the ball. No, I'm joking about that. But, I mean, we're never not trying to get Julio the ball. So, but you see what people do. And when they do certain things, there's always stuff you can do to move him around and try to get him some touches. But, you know, usually you want to do the best thing schematically to move the chains for your team and score points. And so you always got to see how they're going to play it. You always got to put your self into the team through those situations and have different directions to go once you see. But what I like about our guys and what we've been able to do this year is it hasn't totally mattered. Guys have stepped up, and our quarterback's done an unbelievable job getting the ball to the right spots, and we'll see how they play it. But I usually don't know that till the game starts, and it usually changes the next series, and it usually changes after halftime too. So it's something you got to always be ready to adjust.
How do you feel he looked upon his return last week? You know, I know he didn't play a ton of snaps, but...
Yeah, he's still getting back. You know, he definitely wasn't 100%. I think you could see that watching the tape. I think he knew that, but I think he's gotten better this week too. I think he'll continue to get better each week, but no one's feeling great at this time of the year. But I definitely feel he's getting better as opposed to these last couple weeks.